Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria, Polokwane and Mbombela will reach a high of 24 degrees tomorrow. Johannesburg 23, Rustenburg 26.
Serious traffic Midrand northbound due to a crash between Allendale and New Road. There's a crash at Rivonia Road on the Western Bypass heading towards Four Ways. And the rain all across Pomona and the East Rand means the R21 southbound in particular from Olifantsfontein is a mess.
Frankie Horn wants the Lions to focus on their tour opener against Cardiff this weekend and five World Cup qualifiers to be played in South Africa.
We start with news just in. The Department of Social Development has been granted leave to appeal an earlier court ruling, judgments which found that the rules and regulations for accessing the Social Relief of Distress grant resulted in the unfair expulsion of individuals legally entitled to the money. In October, the Institute for Economic Justice, a non-governmental organization, Pay the Grants, won their case against government. In other big court news, the North Gauteng High Court in Pretoria issued an order barring commercial fishing at key breeding colonies for African penguins. The distinctive southern African black and white birds are facing extinction. Now, there's been reaction and it's been widespread. Here's the civil society organization Green Connections, Neville Van Rooy.
This is also a win for both the African penguin and also for the small-scale fishers who will be benefiting when most of the fish species return as well, when these areas are protected for the African penguins.
Rural crime is back in the spotlight. The South African Police Service says that they're approaching the last year of their National Rural Safety Strategy since its implementation in 2019. The strategy was implemented to create safe and secure rural areas and ensure food security. Speaking to the Portfolio Committee on Police and Agriculture this morning, Head for Proactive Policing, Susan Pinar, says 891 out of the 900 police stations situated in rural areas have fully implemented the strategy.
In terms of this plan, all provinces were required to identify the top 10 stations where most of the crime in rural areas were reported and to create awareness about rural safety, crime prevention and policies in respect of land rights and land occupation and the rights of farm labourers and farm dwellers. So that process has been concluded. All the provinces did do.
Now, at the same time, the Department of Agriculture has attributed unemployment as the main cause behind a spike in stock theft on farms. More than 23,000 stock theft cases were reported nationally over the past financial year. Here's the Director of Animal Production at the department, Joel Mamabola.
We suspect that because we have high level of unemployment, most of our people who are not working, who are not idling, may be tempted to steal livestock to meet their food security needs or their livelihood needs. But we don't promote it. We condemn it because it's just not the right thing to do.
And finally, the humble blobfish, once dubbed the world's ugliest, has been and taken the crown for New Zealand's Fish of the Year. The blobfish was named Fish of the Year by the Mountain to Sea Conservation Trust, which helps to raise awareness about New Zealand's marine life. I'm Chanel Zatimba, back with more news at 6.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
Lock me up cause I've been bad and I know I'll do it again. You're the best I ever had. I'm guilty, I confess. Blue lights, red lights. We gon' get real wild tonight. Blue lights, red lights. With you. Blow my mind.